Donald Mann Political Slogans. Donald, I appreciate so much you checking in here with us this morning. And we're just glad that you're here. Our co-host here is Ralph. Of course, I'm Roger.
Oh, great. Well, wonderful. I'm glad to be with you all. And I sure missed that biscuit
where
he was talking about.
Where are you from, Donald?
Well, where I'm from is North Carolina.
Yeah.
And where I'm living right now is outside of Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Just south of Philadelphia.
Oh, well, there's we can talk Joe Biden.
We can.
We can talk Biden talk here. of course, you have just published a new book.
Right. The name of the book is called Okay, God, Now What? And it's it's about how to use slogans and affirmations to build your self-identity. And it fits right into the world of political slogans because political slogans, of course, we're buried with them right now. We got them, I don't know about you, but they're on the radio, they're on the television, they're in the newspaper. They're surrounding us at this time.
I hope they'll change.
Well, they actually depends what you mean by change.
I was making a joke on hope and change. It didn't.
Okay. Sorry.
Never mind.
One of the things that's unique about political slogan and political campaigns is that political programs really are emphasizing the negative. They don't emphasize the positive. A typical political message that you see on TV will be One positive statement, and then all the rest of it will be slamming the other guys, whoever they happen to be, whatever they've done. And so unlike typical advertising, which focuses on the positive, you know, that here, do this, and this will make you feel better, this will solve this problem, this will make that better. That's not the way political slogans go in America. They've discovered that positive political campaigns don't win elections. Negative campaigns do.
So they're negative.
They're negative, and you're constantly being told all these negative things, fault-finding and accusations going on around you.
Well, and what detail, then, does your book go into addressing these campaign ads? And give us some examples of some of the campaign slogans that might be played off of in your book.
Well, for example, Mr. Obama's current campaign is Forward. That's their current slogan. Mm-hmm. And for Mr. Romney, it's Believe in America.
But those have a positive sound to them.
Those have a positive. The list of things that are in the political ones are all talking about the other guy didn't do this, the other guy didn't do that, this program, that program, that kind of thing.
Okay.
What happens with the political program is that only 5 or 10% of it's going to be positive and all the rest of it's negative. And the whole idea of a political program is to get you to believe that whoever's doing the ad is your savior. The other guy is so bad you have to vote for me because I'm the only one that can help you and lead you out of this thing. So that's how they try to position themselves in these political campaigns. What my book talks about is actually started when a process for me when I was in corporate management and I was given a plant to turn around. And I had just walked into my boss's office. He told me the assignment. And as I came out, another vice president met me in the hallway, and here's what he said. Better men than you have tried to turn that plant around. So long, it's been nice knowing you. And so not only was the job impossible, but it was halfway across the country in St. Louis. I lived in Florida at the time, so I was going to be gone all the time. And on top of all that, thousands of jobs, a whole town depended upon getting this thing to work. The issue was it was technical. It wasn't managerial. The only scientists and engineers on the planet who knew anything about what was going on were the same ones, now get these words, who were locked in fear, denial, and accusation.
So those are things that keep us from accomplishing things.
Those are things that keep you from accomplishing things. What happens when you get into fear, particularly, is your mind shuts down and limits what you're doing so that you can't think creatively in the situation. You can't look at other options. So my job was to go in and to somehow, number one, get them out of fear. Number two, face the facts. And number three, move into creativity, know the problem to fix it. In order for that to happen, I couldn't get into fear. Because I got to tell you, after that vice president finished with me, my knees were shaking. I said, "Oh Lord, now what?" Which pretty well came the title of the book, you know. Okay.
Well, how did it turn out?
Well, you know what? We did it. In 6 years, those guys, we went from losing money to $500 million. And the way that I did it for me was to keep myself straight in the Lord, in positive attitudes about how to do this, and the details that are found in the scriptures. And I put that program that I developed for myself into the book called Okay, God, Now What? So that my self-identity was built in Christ, the one that was earned for me, and use that as the basis for dealing with these people who, when I walk walked into them was like walking into the pit of hell almost every day for months. And in order to turn them around and change their attitude. So I didn't have the luxury of changing the people who were going on through there. And when I developed the program, there was one guy that, this may sound familiar to some people, you remember thinking, I'm frustrated, I'm lost, I'm alone. I keep going down the same path, end up nowhere, and don't know what to do about it. Well, part of what happens is when you start reading the introduction to OK God, Now What, you'll learn to redefine your definition of the word direction. And your perception will shift as you gain insight of how to move into the maze of barriers and frustrations and poor self-identity that can hold you back in your life in every area. This fellow's name is James. He's a businessman, right now lives in Norwich, Connecticut. And he experienced the same kind of life transformation shift, much to his own delight, and that of his family. He's a veteran. He returned from Iraq, but the skills he becomes an expert at in Iraq and the military weren't transitioning well to civilian life. He was stuck. His sales were down. Money was tight. His marriage was in trouble. He'd been born again as a child, but didn't recognize his Christ identity. As he started working with the affirmations in OK God, Now What, especially he liked the section 2 in affirmation E, where it talks about being born again in as a new creature in Christ. Behold, all things are new, and you can count on God to help you. As he started to see that, his Christ identity started to rise within him. And here's what he said, because the testimony he gave about what happened to him from the book is really fascinating to me. It said that when he first started doing the affirmations, it made him feel like his job was starting to make sense to him, and then something happened to him. Before, as he said, it was like I was a piece of paper driven by the wind. Whatever negative thing happened to me or my wife or my kids put me up against the wall. But as I did the affirmation program and OK God, Now What, it was like I became a flag affixed to a strong flagpole. The winds blew, I fluttered some, but stayed steady. I began to see myself in the love and family of God, like God really sees me. My self-identity in Christ began to grow like I'd always dreamed of, but didn't know how to do it. And I'd been a minister almost all my life. I was an elder in my church, taught Sunday school, but I had never seen the scriptures applied this way. And as a strange feeling started to come over me, as he said, it was almost in my gut. I was steady and strong. Around me, things were flapping around. But I knew who I was and who I was loved by, and I could take care of anything. And you know what? My sales started to go up. My marriage is back on track. We're in love again. And I found my best identity. It's a Donald Mann.
Okay.
I have a couple of master's degrees, but no PhD.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you was, this book sounds like it could be a reinvention of the power of positive thinking. How off base am I on that?
Well, the power of positive thinking talks about some of the good things. Now, the Bible tells us the power of positive thinking. If you read Philippians 4, it says to think of whatever things are true, right, just, holy, pure, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way God's designed us to operate. What this book specializes in is your identity in Christ as a new creation in Jesus and how to operate in the affairs and attitudes of life as you go through every part of life.
And you cover family, destiny, ministry, peace, miracles, true love, and prosperity. Is that
all
right?
Those topics are covered because they're covered in the scriptures.
Yeah. Now, you know, I just went to Amazon, and you can buy it at Amazon if you want to.
Right. It's available at Amazon. If people go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, mm-hmm. If they'll sign up there, they can actually get a list of the top 10, free list of top 10 affirmations to start doing the affirmation process. It's just a small smidgen of what's in the book, mm-hmm. but it'll get you going for free, and then you can read more about the book and the other things we have to offer. And you can all order.
You got to love a guy that uses the word smidgen. I like that word. Now, when I went to Amazon, it says only 2 left in stock, more on the way, so apparently people are buying your book, and you might want to ship them some. Oh, they don't do that way, do they? Do they ship them?
Well, Amazon, if you buy directly from Amazon, they take care of, they manage all of that. I don't have to deal with any of that at all. They get it straight from the publisher, and it goes from there. If you buy it, if you go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, and get it from there, I have a special offer that includes some printed material, includes a CD in the book, and also free shipping, so they can go to that and get that. We call that the interview bundle, and they can get it from me. But wherever they want to, any place that fine books are sold, it's available.
Good.
And
okay.
People are buying them.
The title of the book is OK God, Now What? It's by Donald Mann, who we have on the show right now. And we just want to give you a big thank you, sir, for checking in with us. And good luck.
Right, look at it.
Good luck with your book. We've got to check it out.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, sir. God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking in here.